listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Queensland's peak real estate body has welcomed the state government's plan to limit rental price hikes to once per year, saying it'll deter landlords from doing the wrong thing. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland says the changes won't solve our rental crisis and there needs to be more focus on improving Mackay and the Whitsundays vacancy rate, which currently sits at 1%. REIQ's Dean Milton says the government needs to tread carefully to avoid spooking landlords.
Our fear is that those good investors will take their properties and either leave them vacant or move them onto the short-term rental market.
The Coalition is claiming thousands of jobs and millions in royalties are at risk after Labour and the Greens agreed to a new hard cap on emissions from coal and gas projects. Dawson MP Andrew Wilcox says it's a threat to job security in Mackay, calling it carbon tax 2.0.
When have anyone ever heard of when you belt someone with a stick getting a good result? Well, that's exactly what's going to happen here.
The Prime Minister says the changes won't kill off investment and discussions have been held with the manufacturing and gas industry. Health authorities have warned of an early flu season and locals are encouraged to get their vaccination ahead of winter. It's as the Mackay Hospital and Health Service has already reported 41 cases in the past week. Pharmacy Guild Queensland says local chemists are open for immunisations now. Taking a look at local sport, local swimmers will be among those hoping to score some medals as Mackay hosts the Masters Swimming Long Course Championships from tomorrow. The statewide comp will see hundreds of competitors visit our city, some clocking up 1.5 Ks in their own water events. The Mackay Swim Academy Masters and North Mackay Sinkers are among the clubs taking part. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.